Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Malicious Compliance, where a cheater gets caught. Before I start today's video, I just want to do a quick shout out to my second channel where I do on-camera content, so check it out by clicking the link in the description. Our next Reddit post is from Boy in Blacks. I'm working in the billing queue in a call center for one of the big 3 telecommunications companies, and a client calls in regarding a billing concern. This lady calls in, and she's puzzled by why she got charged a one-time fee of $49 for a wireless access point. She's even more puzzled, because why would she even have that charge when she doesn't even have TV services from us? I inform her that, actually, she does. It started more or less a month ago. She disputes that, because this service, Optik TV, isn't even available in her area. Now, I'm confused. She lives in a small town, and indeed, there is no Optik TV offered there. I do a little digging, and I find out that someone, her ex-husband, was still on her account, and they got a 3-year contract to get a free TV for Optik TV and internet. She begins to cry on the phone, and tells me that her now ex-husband had an affair with a younger woman, divorced her, milked her for as much money as he could, and apparently is still milking her for more. He totally ghosted her. He moved to Alberta and changed his email, phone number, and blocked her on all social media. In my mind, I'm like, what a dickhead. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but if you cancel the services, then you're on the hook to pay for cancellation fees and so on. I can tell her, though, that I can remove his access to your account, and you can also add a password, downgrade the internet and TV to the bare essentials, and I can also attempt to redirect the TV gift from his address to hers, but there's no guarantee because it's processed already. I can hear the light going off in her head. Wait, what? You have where he's living at now? Why, yes. He signed up for TV and internet services, so there's a service address. She goes really quiet. She says that she and her lawyer have been trying to track him down, but his family and friends are being tight-lipped about it. She asks me if I'm allowed to give that info to her. I smile and reply, "This is your account. You have unrestricted access for the service address, phone numbers, and emails that your now ex-husband provided us to get hooked up." She asks me if I can give her all this information over the phone right now. I ask if she has a pen and paper handy. She was so ecstatic. After giving her all the details from her account and downgrading everything, I saw that he was a hockey fan. There was a game going on right now with his favorite team, so I wish that I could have been a fly on the wall when the game cut out and he called in to ask what was going on and discovered that he's been removed from the account and that there's now an account PIN number active and he's been discovered by his ex-wife and lawyer. And just think, all of this incredible malicious compliance for the low, low price of $49. Our next Reddit post is from Deleted. This isn't my own malicious compliance, but I overheard and then witnessed it at work. A few months ago, the 2 owners at my work had a huge disagreement, which has escalated to full-blown screaming matches in the middle of the office and nearly into several physical fights. It came to a head last Friday, and owner A decided to pack it all in and leave, effective immediately. After lunch, owner B called the warehouse manager up to the office and pointed at owner A's office and said, "I'm too stressed to deal with this, so I'm going home. Throw away everything in that room. I don't want to see a shred of evidence that owner A worked here when I get back on Monday morning." The warehouse manager looked at the office and then back to owner B. He said, "Are you sure you want to throw away everything, boss?" Owner B looked ready to explode already, and apparently this extra bit of clarification sent him over the edge. "Did I stutter? Get rid of everything in there, or you can clear out your desk too." And so, Owner B stormed off, and our warehouse manager took out his walkie-talkie and summoned up two of his warehouse staff and relayed the instructions. The warehouse workers questioned it and got the same answer. Yeah, throw away absolutely everything. And so, they got to work. Owner A's personal effects were put into a box and sealed up to be taken to him by one of the purchasing staff who lived nearby. Everything else was bagged up and put into the bins. The paperwork and stationery were boxed up to be shredded and then destroyed. Next, the monitor and printer were taken to the bins, followed by the desk and chair. When I was leaving at 4 p.m., the warehouse workers were just starting to take down the wall-mounted bookshelves. I would have expected them to stop there, but when I got in this morning, there was nothing in the office. The curtains and blinds were gone, the plug sockets and light fittings were taken off the walls, leaving exposed wires. The tiles were removed from the ceiling, showing the ductwork and wiring above, and the carpet that Owner A requested to be put in was torn up, leaving the underlay. Even the door with Owner A's name plaque on it was taken off the hinges. It looked like a construction site in there. Owner B came in at 10 this morning, took one look at the bomb site, and started screaming his head off and demanded to see the warehouse manager. He wanted whoever did this to fix it and then get off the site because they were fired immediately. He said that if no one owned up, then the entire warehouse shift was fired. Our warehouse manager, who was never one to care that much, just peered into the office and said, "You said to throw away everything, boss. Looks like they did." And he walked off. Owner B looked like he was about to burst a vessel. All right, so based on this story, I'm starting to get a sense of which of the two bosses was the source of that screaming match. Maybe, just maybe, it was because Boss B was a douchebag. Our next Reddit post is from Aethea. At the time of this story, I was a 17-year-old girl, and I had a boyfriend who was very pretentious. I personally always found it funny, so I didn't mind. However, he was hell-bent on proving how much more intelligent he was than me. One day, he was bragging about an online IQ test he did and how smart he was. He begged me to do one as well. However, I had just smoked and I was high, so I refused. After some more begging, I decided, why not? It could be fun. Despite being high, I scored higher than he did on the IQ test. He was so pissed. It was hilarious. He never bragged about his IQ test again. Another time, he really wanted to show off by playing chess against me. I'm really bad at chess, and I told him so. But I knew people who were good, and they gave me the advice to never have a pawn that wasn't protected by another. So I did just that. Halfway through, I had captured most of his pawns, and he raged quit at chess. He flipped the board and broke some of the pieces. Needless to say, a week or two later, we were no longer together. I made him too insecure, and he went back to his ex, who he called extremely stupid. Ugh. The fact that this guy talked about how smart he is based on an online IQ test shows just how smart he really is. Our next Reddit post is from Stitchy Witch Lich. My father-in-law had traveled down to attend mine and my fiancé's engagement party. He was getting ready and staying at my house. I had my hair half curled and my makeup half done, with not much time left. I was visibly rushing. My father-in-law handed me his shirt and said, "Iron this for me." Apparently, my vagina gave me the necessary qualifications for being the chief ironer. I took it from him with a smile and ironed the, I guess, vinyl print on the highest setting and ruined his shirt. I melted the logo and got scorch marks on his shirt. Whoops! Sorry, father-in-law. I don't know why you thought that I'd be good at ironing, but I'm actually terrible at it. I tried my best, though. He had to wear an ill-fitting replacement for my fiancé. He ironed that one himself. To be clear, my father-in-law is a terrible sexist man who abused my mother-in-law until she fled with her then-young children to a woman's refuge center. There is absolutely no question that he was demanding I iron his shirt because I'm a woman and that's what women do. No, it's not my responsibility to teach him how to be less sexist. Well, OP, I guess you could say that's ironic. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Life is full of compromise, but there's one thing in life that you should never compromise on: your own health. That's why I like to use ZocDoc to find the best doctors for me. That's how I found my personal doctor, as well as the pediatrician for my little girl. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. My favorite thing is that you can see doctor reviews. I mean, who wants to go to a doctor who makes you sit alone in a room for an hour and then rushes out after barely speaking to you? I love using ZocDoc because, to be honest, it's easy and I'm lazy. Go to ZocDoc.com/RS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/RS. ZocDoc.com/RS. Our next Reddit post is from Personal Lavishness. In the late 90s, I volunteered at a small private school. They had little money for extra stuff like computers or computer teachers. I don't know much about computers, but I knew how to plug them in, and I know how to put one together if you give me all the parts. So, naturally, I got asked to be the director of the computer lab. It had two very old computers, and naturally, it was a volunteer job. I had very little money at the time, and they knew that I wanted a job. They told me that after I build up the computer lab, they would put a salary in the budget. I taught students the difference between the components, some file structure, some basics, some DOS, and how rebooting your computer usually solves whatever problem you have. But the thing is, the director of the school hated fundraising, so my salary never got added to the budget. The director just kept himself busy doing other useless things. One sunny morning, he finds me and tells me to wish him luck. If today goes right, we're gonna have a huge computer lab. He comes back from his meeting with a huge smile. I did it! I convinced a bank to donate their old computers to us. Okay, great. Now I get to set up and maintain 50 new-ish computers, and I can't wait. The computers got delivered next week, but they were all terminals. These were bank computers. I had no idea how to get them running. They didn't even have hard drives or operating systems. I think they somehow connected to a server, which didn't get donated. Their monitors only did text, no graphics. They were useless to us. We needed something to run America Online, Encarta, maybe SimCity, you know, educational stuff. I had no idea how to get these to work. I tried telling the director that these 50 computers were useless, but he got super annoyed. I'm sure they can be helpful in some way. They must be worth something. Figure it out. Because if you can't, then we're gonna have to throw them away. He thought that he was threatening me. He didn't think that I would actually throw out 50 computers. After all, he worked so hard to get them. But I didn't hesitate at all. During my next class, I had screwdrivers for everyone. We disassembled everything. If it had a screw, we unscrewed it. I let the class figure out what each part was. Then the class activity was to take the pieces to the dumpster. By the end of the day, there was nothing left. The next day, the director asked me where the computers were. Oh, you were right. They were very useful. The students took them apart, learned all about the different components, and then threw them out, just like you said we should. His face turned all sorts of colors, and he stormed out. What I didn't tell him is that I saved the RAM from the garbage. I mean, it wasn't all garbage, right? I sold them online for $20 a piece, and there were two in each computer, so I got about $2,000. I guess they were useful after all. Our next Reddit post is from Pink Floss. This happened years ago when I worked at the front desk of an office one summer during college. One day, this lady came in to pay a fine. She was very rude and angry about her fine. I don't know the particulars because all I did was work the front desk. She decided to try a little malicious compliance. Her fine was like $250, and she said that she was going to pay in quarters. I knew that I had to comply since we're supposed to accept any legal tender. I took the bags from her, but I realized that she had unrolled every single roll of quarters. She said that since we want to waste her time with a stupid fine, she'll also waste our time. I tried to beg her to not do this to me, since I had nothing to do with her fine. She didn't care and said that we're all evil. She just smirked and said, "One band, one sound." I realized then that there was no reasoning with her. I was furious, but I began counting quarters one by one. We were interrupted by multiple phone calls and customers, so I had to restart a few times. Then she started to realize how long this would actually take. She tried to stack the quarters to help me count faster, but I told her that was my job. That I couldn't just take her word that these stacks were correct, so I had to do it one by one like she asked for. Two other customers came, paid, and left while she was just standing there. She started getting mad, saying that I was wasting her time on purpose. I told her that we don't have a coin counter, so this is how long it was going to take. She threatened to call the cops. I told her, "Go ahead, then I'll have to just restart when the cops get here so I can be sure I have an accurate count." After someone else came and left, she finally snapped. She just whipped out her credit card and paid. As she was leaving, she snatched one of the bags off the counter, but the handle gave away, spilling all the coins all over the floor. She scooped up what she could, but she left a good chunk. I told her she was littering, and she flipped me off. I got a broom and swept up the coins. There was almost 200 quarters on the floor. When I was leaving work, I found some more in the parking lot. It wasn't a whole lot of money, but for a broke college student, it was great. So her stupidity cost her $50 and a bunch of wasted time. What an idiot. Our next Reddit post is from Crummy Nubs. Some people are particular about their iced teas. Ours has a tropical flavor, which this woman didn't care for.
"Can I just get diet soda instead?"
Not a problem. But trying to hunt down a manager to void out an iced tea for a soda isn't worth the effort. Especially for a negligible 25-cent difference between the beverages, so I just let it ride. When the check arrived, the party spent a good deal of time poring over how to split the bill. My manager had swung by to run their cards, and they apparently gave him the same lecture about how we should just have regular black iced tea and said that I forgot to take it off the bill. When he voided off the tea and checked with me, I told him, "Oh, that's right, they switched to soda." And I rang in the soda. He just shrugged his shoulders like his time had been wasted. I figured the people at the table were either being cheapskates or dumb. So I happily dropped off the new bill and said, "So we took off the iced tea and corrected it with her Diet Coke." The guy took another 10 minutes staring at the bill and probably felt like the biggest ignoramus. That was r/malicious compliance, and if you like this content, then check out my second channel by clicking the link in the description. Or check out my podcast where I publish the exact same episodes.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.